improved road. And so I contacted in the third submittal the realtor who sold our house in Branson North so we can move out in the county. And she has a comparable that does have a paved road to it that was 3 acres, which is, or it was 5 acres, and we have 3 acres, and it sold for $15,000. So her letter is saying, in my opinion, bottom line, 15 or under. And at this point, we can't sell it for 15. So I don't know where we go. I would love to see the road in. There's no market for it. We can't build our house on it unless we pay cash, and we're not quite in that position, and they will not loan us 50% of the, if we put 50% equity in, we still can't get a loan. So I would love for someone to go after him and have him finish the road. Great, but that's not what we're here for today.
James, go ahead. Tell us your methodology here.
I agree 100% with this gentleman. Whatever he says his lot's worth, put it on for it. I didn't understand the full case of having the problems whenever I'd say the $15,000 would be appropriate.
So is that equivalent to what the 07 number would be then?
It's actually higher than the 07 number.
Okay.
So in 07, there wasn't a road. I mean, right. There wasn't even a cleared
path. We just had it on as a platted.
Probably agriculture.
Right.
You know.
Platted lot.
Well, actually, platted lot. I think it's actually, if it was a calculator. What do you, so 15,000 is what?
It'd be appropriate. It'd be all right with me. I do understand the situation now. I didn't.
You have to go out there. I mean, you have to take a sample of what's in the road to see that it's 3 inches thick, and he can't do that all over the county.
If it was inappropriately laid out to him, I was unaware of that. And,
now, is this what you're asking for, is to change the total of the appraisal price from 36,000 down to 15,000?
Or less. But I'm here as a beggar, not a chooser.
The value was 570 before he put the rock down. Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, and we didn't know how deep the rock was. We didn't know it was non-compliant to whatever he's been ordered to do and all that stuff.
It seemed like he would.
That's the first I heard. I mean, he came in last year, Jim Robertson, with a contract for somebody to put down the road. But I haven't heard back whether it got put down very well or not. The electric got put in, is that correct?
Electric got put in, and what was put in on the road was good quality material and well done.
Just not deep enough.
Half. And then no finishing coat. And that may be the 12th of November.
Yeah, I have no objections because the minute the road does get finished appropriately, we'll be raising the value.
Absolutely.
If I'm doing the math right, that's a $3,000 assessed value?
Close.
Appraised value?
$15,000.
I guess I'm trying to figure out where I was.
It'll be 19%, not 20%.
19%. Times 19. It's 28.50 assessed value is what it go to.
Sewer meeting?
No.
They moved the sewer meeting down to the new courthouse on the first floor. They'll tell you after you go through the metal detector where it is.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
I make a motion to accept this gentleman's proposal, $15,000 appraised value.
Second.
A motion to accept the reduce the assessed value of this land, 36 down to 15.
The appraised value to 15, yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jim, aye.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Bob, aye. 5-0.
Done deal.
Do I have 60 seconds left? You appraised my office building in Bee Creek. I'd always like it lower, but you did a good job, and I'm not here to talk about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I don't figure you hear that very often.
Actually, I'll be asking for a clip from this thing that's continually playing my office.
Thank you, sir. Music.
Hey, James, pulled up the map on that, and it shows those, I guess it's probably Mr. Robertson's, it says Brush Ridge Trust, and it looks like three of them are $3,800, where his was $6,840, but then there's one that's
been built on? Would it have improvements?
Maybe it's got improvements. I haven't got it pulled
up. He's got a little garage on one of those.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
And then the others is just kind of the developer value of, we knew this one had sold, but I didn't know anything about all the barrels he went through.
Yeah.
Okay, 12.5.
This is a phone conversation with Gary Burgess coming up.
Yes, so we have several properties there.
Did we get an agency sheet of some kind? I mean, what does he have to do with Swan Valley Homeowners?
He's signed up as an agent. He's on here as an agent.
He's actually, I believe, the registered, or he's part of the LLC, I believe. If you look, the owner of the parcels is an LLC doing business as Swan Valley Homeowners Association.
So these are all owned by the Homeowners Association?
No, they're owned by...
Who does it say is the owner of it?
Look on the application, it should show you. I think it's an LLC that owns it.
That's
doing business as...
Push it. I mean, put your ear on there and it'll bring up who the owner is on it.
Oh. Where is this?
Oh, it is.
And he is the member of the LLC.
Okay, these are all owned by the LLC.
Where is this property?
That one at 36,000.
I think this is property Mr. Hershen developed up here in Swan Valley.
That must have some type of improvement.
He said he bought it.
Oh, is this over behind the school in Fort Sark?
Yeah, that Mr. Hershen developed.
Is this common area of city of Fort Sark?
I don't know.
Well, Peter Hershen had some property behind the Forsyth schools that was low income at one point. Is that this?
I'm supposing it's the same property.
Now, is Burgess a lawyer? Or?
I understand he's a CPA.
He may be a registered agent.
Yeah. Probably ought to get him after that because it's several involved there. The only information he provided is he sells out to Paul Kruger. Paul Kruger builds a house on it and then sells the land. As you can see, all his sales that he references is to one contractor. As a contractor discount. Hey, oh, Kenny's already left to go get this.
That's it right there, that's one.
What is his complaint?
Excessive assessment.
We raised all of Swan Valley values, and his was still vacant, and he didn't like the value.
What's the partial idea, 079?
No, I don't see 079.
It's not. That one's not listed.
Say you raised all of Swan Valley?
Every one of Swan Valley's had been, the land had been raised in Swan Valley.
That's not one either.
There was a lot that was sold for $11,000.
Yes, if you look at the sales that he furnished over here somewhere, yeah, you'll see that all the sales that he's furnished is to the Paul Kruger.
That's one.
For $11,000.
Right, he sold them out as a block to build houses on.
You're going to spec houses.
Yeah, there was never anything sold that I can find to an individual as a true market.
They've all been sold around $11,000.
Yeah. But they'll all list Paul Kruger on those sales.
So what's the appraised value then? 22 to 30,000, is that correct?
22,560.
It's 22,560 in all of them?
That's all I see here so far.
The vacant ones, I think that's what they come to, was 22,560.
Okay.
He's never sold anything for more than $11,000 before?
Correct. And never sold anything that I know of other than to Paul Kruger to build houses on.
That's been wrong with that. A lot of property owners own
They must have a house.
Deal with one construction company. It's kind of effectively a partnership.
That has a house. I'm looking here.
Oh.
Those are all houses on those.
Holy cats. The house is bigger than almost the last down on the other end.
Right.
Go back. That's the same house there on?
Because they own that house.
Is that the first one we're talking about?
He's going back in to do a search.
Okay, well, he's saying what? That there's three lots?
Is that all he's right here?
Three lots that are...
He's contesting.
So what time do we need to call him at? 1:15?
1:15.
Okay. I thought we should make sure we know what we're talking about before we get on. But now, can you show those lots? What are they, number?
Now, the way we are...
Cindy, since you worked with this really close, I'll let you come explain this, okay? The first two numbers there...
002 and 003.
Right. Those are... He's appealing those because evidently they're like green space and they can't be built on. The remainder of them all the way through, is it 11 or 12? They're all over valuation situations, and he's given copies of closing statements on five parcels that have sold.
And they're in the back of starting at 004.
You can see the sales contracts where he sold all the lots to Kruger for $11,000.
Now, the way we gained our information is we have many houses that sold up there, and we have the value. If we can't determine value by a vacant sale, we take 20% of the total value of the property as being attributable to land value. So the median of these houses is about $140,000. Should put approximately $28,000 to $32,000 worth of land on the structure value to come up with the sales price. That is confirmed by the state on how to arrive at a land value when there's no land value expressed.
20% of the
sale value is attributable to land.
Wow. That's what the state says?
That's what is in the study. It works out. Actually, 28% in our study is attributable to land value.
And that's high, I think.
I would probably agree to that.
I don't think it's a bit high whatsoever.
Well, that'd be a $300,000 home, would be a $60,000 lot.
Sure.
And I can show you in Forsyth all kinds of $300,000 homes on $20,000 and $15,000 lots.
You probably can. So. Now, that's if we don't have land values to show us.
Right, right.
So, Mr. Kruger's evidence here, we've got to obtain a value some way.
Right.
And we have to determine that percentage of land. We've got areas where we've got $400,000 houses on $100,000 lots, which is simple 25% value.
Yeah.
Emerald Bays, we just talked about, $80,000 on those lots on $300,000 homes. And you're looking, if you put it in an array and take 2,000 homes, it'll spit you out between 20 to 28% land value versus structure value.
Hmm.
Seems to me, though, the man has proven his point. These are $11,000 lots. That's what he's selling them for.
Those are not arm length transaction sales to the real estate value of that subdivision.
The county makes it up when you once the house is built, and you go in and...
For instance, say you and I were to partner up on a subdivision. I need some cash flow. I say, Mr. Rhodes, I'm going to sell you 10 of my lots to come up with the cash flow I need to keep this subdivision open. But I'm going to ask $50,000 for the lots to the individuals, but I'm needing cash flow now, so I'm going to sell you a whole bunch at $11,000 just to come up with my cash flow.
Have you got any evidence that any of them have been sold for $50,000?
No. No. I based this land value off of all these sales here that medianed up around $140,000 with the structure on it. We have subdivisions in Emery Creek where they sold 28 and 30 lots to individuals, contractors, to come in and build houses on. That's not arm length to what the value of a single lot out there selling it to an individual is. In fact, we've seen as high as a 60% increase to individuals. So arm length transactions here is basically falls back on, is this truly a cash flow problem? Is this truly an arm? Can an individual go up there and buy a lot for $11,000? We say no, according to the studies.
But no one's tried it, have they?
You go offer them $11,000, I'll guarantee you, I'll sell it to you.
Those that we're talking about, he possibly would. Because he sold out the good. These are actually the tail end of the good lots.
Yes, I think we're ready to call, are we, sir? No, there's a call right there.
Burgess, this is the Board of Equalization for Cheney County calling.
One moment.
Bad reading.
Gary Burgess.
Gary, this is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
How are you doing this afternoon, Bob?
Fine, the entire board is here to talk with you about this. What is your relationship now with H&J LLC?
Oh, I'm the manager.
You're the manager?
Check signer.
Do you have any interest in it?
No, don't own anything, any part of it.
Okay. So you're the hired gun?
That's it.
Okay.
I'm also a CPA.
What now? One of the questions that came up here in our pre-discussion was if one of us or anybody else came out right now and offered you $11,000 for one of those lots, would they get it?
You can get as many of them as you want.
Okay.
How many do you want?
Well, we wanted to see whether this was just something with a contractor, you know, a sweet deal, or whether or not this was a true price for anyone that was there.
You know, I suppose it's better than that in that you've probably seen copies of the closing statements. We've had one contractor who was interested in developing that area. And since things have tightened down, he had options to buy three more lots that he terminated. And he had about $7,600 worth of infrastructure built on those lots. He requested that we refund the money, and we did, which I thought was kind of above and beyond. But the point is we don't have any interest down there. We can't sell anything, and that's the best we've been able to do. And it won't come as any surprise to you, it's a losing proposition. But getting 11,000 a lot is better than zero.
Now,
I don't know how else to go about arm's length fair market value. I mean, we have no financial connection to Kruger Construction. He's been the only guy down there who's been interested in building homes. As far as we know, he's building pretty good homes. And
when he builds one
and can sell it, he's turning around and building another one. But that has stopped in this economy.
Now, you said here there are some of the three lots that you want to put way down because they're unbuildable?
Yeah, it's common area green space. And I'm not entirely certain from your legal description that I have the right areas here. Do you have a plat of Swan Valley Subdivision by any chance in front of you?
We're looking at it.
As we speak?
Yes, sir. It's on the GIS system.
Well, what I would what I'm looking at is on the east side of the property, there's a common area. And I was looking for your legal description. Here's one. I mean, it gives me a tax code, 3CCF. I mean, that really doesn't mean anything to me. But I assume that was part of the area. And, I mean, there are no...
Do you have a parcel ID number?
To these common areas, they're odd-shaped. Some of them are very, very small.
Sir, do you have a parcel ID in front of you, a parcel ID number?
I do.
Just the last four digits, the last three digits would probably help us.
076.
Okay.
10.
That one is 15 feet by 174 feet.
Okay.
15 by 174.
I mean, an awful narrow house.
Okay.
Well, and if you're looking at the plat, do you suppose that is the part labeled common area on the east side of the property?
We're not actually looking at the plat. We're looking at a GIS map of the plat.
Okay. The other property is 018.
Give it a yes. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Okay.
What kind of dimensions are on that one?
411 feet by 1,269 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big loss.
Well, then that's probably that piece on the east.
That is located on the east side of the property, of the east side of Eagle Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that parcel there.
Yeah, okay.
It's 3.2 acres.
076 may be that central area.
That's correct. Okay. It'd be northwest of Swan Valley Road.
Yes. Well, anyway, I don't have any idea what green space is worth. I mean, you've got to have... infrastructure, streets, sewer, all that kind of stuff in there. There's no way you can build on those lots, on that common area.
Doesn't he have to go to your assessor and ask for those to be taken off the tax rolls?
The problem we had with these, we've had this issue before, and I'm a little concerned, is why you paid on the $19,000 value over the last two or three years, and now they went to $22,500, and it's jumped up here. The common areas that you're describing are not per se common area as a condo association or other common areas are related to. You have the right to sell these common areas, where in a condo association you would not have a right to sell the common grounds. So it's not particularly the same type situation as being related. You've paid on these properties for many, many years, and this common situation came up, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. But we found that you have the ability and the right to sell those properties, so we couldn't call them common in our establishment of exemption.
Well, could this be like if they decided as a neighborhood to put in a playground or something like that?
Could be, but they could also build a house on it, for instance.
A 12-foot wide lot?
No, we're talking about the 3 acre or two.
Well, there's two other lots up there. That one right there where the cursor is, that's a 3.2 acre. And then that one there, of course, it doesn't have any road access, but I mean.
Well, it actually does, Jim, if you look from the north.
That one you're looking at is not 3.2 acres.
The one I'm looking at right now is 1.24 is what that one says.
See, there's no reason not to build a house on that corner lot right there where the cursor is.
That's a different parcel ID.
No, it comes all the way through, Jim. That's all one piece, if you look.
Well, but it says up there it's 000, though. Because that's 0103.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess the section line.
But if you did sell off that end lot, then you wouldn't have any access.
You can't sell a lot and not give access.
That middle section right there is landlocked. It is a green space right there.
Right.
Now, we're noticing on the map that there's lots of roads cut north of this and adjacent to some of these lots. Is this the property that you gave to the city of Forsyth? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think the two pieces north of there where the roads are already laid out was given to the city of Forsyth.
That's those, very possible.
Those would be exempt.
Right.
What's Forsyth going to use them for, Jim?
Don't know. We've I just a, know that, oh, walking, they're parked.
We've they're got a nature here. Trail through there.
Okay, does any of you have any further questions? Of
Mr.
Burgers.
Yes.
Anyone else have any further questions on it?
How much, what kind of infrastructure is there to these lots? Just streets, or is there anything else?
I believe there's streets, and are they on sewer or septic tank? I don't know which. Utilities, I would think.
There's sewer and
there's
water.
There's sewer and water.
City water and city sewer.
Okay.
I guess one point I would make, when I'm looking at a plat, and I, throughout the history of this thing, this plat got, the lots got renumbered once, and I think I had the most recent one, but the point I'm going to make is three of our sales, lots 41, 43, and 55, each at 11,000, there are two, four, five of the lots that are subject to this change in assessment that are side by side, and I'm virtually the same area, the same size. And boy, I wish we could get 24,000 or more for these lots, but that's just not the nature of the beast right now, gentlemen.
Okay, we will deliberate on this afternoon. You will receive written notice of the decision.
Bob, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We have a few minutes. Do you want to just discuss it while we're right at it?
Yeah, you don't have another permit until 1:45, because we give you plenty of time.
Well, we've got,
deal with all these permits.
The way we look at it, we got three green spaces and then we have some lots. Is that correct?
Two green spaces.
Two green spaces?
Two green spaces.
Well, I thought there's three. That middle section there, right? That section there.
076. And
then down here.
The unbuildable dimensions make them worth. And there's nothing but green.
Yeah, no, we have three unbuildables. That one there is that.
Well, then he has an appeal. An appeal on the third.
Right.
I look at that center one, for example. Reminds me of some property we owned up in Warrensburg.
That he has on his application.
Everybody can go out their back gate. Right. The kids' playground, the swimming pool, the association build them up out of common ground.
Well, pull up 018, if you would. I want to see where it's at. That's the big piece. Oh, okay. All righty. So the dimensions must be wrong on here, then.
How far out of town is this?
It's in the city limits of Forsyth. It's down past the school, Forsyth High School. It's in the...
I wonder just why lots in a sense would be so cheap if it was in a good location and, you know, near the town and everything else.
Well, that's about what a lot of lots are selling for. Is, I mean, 20,000 is a pretty high price lot over here in Forsyth.
We do have one lot, gentlemen, and we say 15 foot wide. It's absolutely been laid out for road access to another lot or utility. And Kenny just pointed that out. So that one there.
What parcel number is that?
That's 176.
That is a road easement, basically?
Or a utility easement. That could probably be rolled back to a minimum value.
$2,500?
We actually go 530.
530 appraised.
Assessed.
No, $100 assessed.
Is that 100?
530 appraised.
Right. We do a lot of roadways that way. And okay. Utility.
You said 530?
176?
176 is the number.
Right, and $530.
Appraised value.
Is it one of his parcel requests?
Yes, sir.
Well, I make a motion that we go ahead and approve that.
For parcel number, well, I guess it would be BOE number 50002.
That's the lowering of the...
That's lowering it to what number?
To 11,000 for the buildable lot?
No,
we're on the road.
Appraised.
530 appraised value. Yes, I'll second the motion.
Just the one parcel or the three?
Just that one parcel, sir. They're all different.
All right. That skinny one.
That skinny one right there is 15 feet by 174 feet. It's a road easement.
Well, the one just beyond the black.
Yeah. I'd say it's a utility easement to get a water line or a power line through.
Somebody seconded it?
I seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 5-0.
That's done. Let's do the next green space. How about 018 is the last two digits on the green space?
Okay, that's one we were looking at there a while ago.
Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Out in the middle.
That's a buildable lot, though, right?
My gosh, it's huge in the middle.
You can get
can you zoom it out a little bit there, Jim?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd say you're looking
one
at
one more time?
What's the request on it?
You wanted the 118?
018.
Well, that's right. What number is that?
03? It's
03. That is not on this list?
That's not
that
on
is list. Basically landlocked from the other
list. It's not on the list, so we're not even supposed to talk that one. Let's go to 018, which is the far right of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That one, that sliver right there. That's 018, which is on the list.
What's the dimensions?
That's one. It calls for a
that's
small
3.2 acres. You can open it.
Who owns the land just to the right of it?
Artie Collins?
Yeah. Artie Collins, Accoy Boulevard.
In other words, access could be made if someone cut a road to the right. Access can be made. There are all kinds of lots in there.
There's 018.
There's already a road to that, guys, if you look at our actual aerial. Down here on the city limits line, it's showing a 15-foot road easement all the way from Coy Boulevard around into that lot to the widest points here. And the widest points of those lots would be over 100 foot wide back to the...
Thomas,
it's a buildable lot.
018 on my book. 018.
On that, it's...
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. 003. My fault.
It's 003.
Transposed there.
Maybe I need to go back the other way.
Well, I don't know where you would get access to that.
Right here, Dave. I've got the map that shows it. Right here, Dave. It's a road already here off of Coy.
We go to one.
And it comes right around to this. Road. You can come right around into that lot. There is an old road right there already in that easement.
There's not a road up where that purple line is marked. But it could be put in there.
Somebody's been driving it. Right here's the road easement.
What's this mean, James? Common Green Area?
Yeah, he's calling this corner Common Green Area. He's calling the whole
So you're place. Assessing it at $22,500 right now. Right. Appraising that land at $22,500.
This right here, James,
yes.
What this road is access to this gentleman's
all right.
property.
I'm going to make a motion to...
That is the road deeded that this guy here has. That's how you get to this man's property.
We have a motion on the floor over here.
To deny the parcel, the BOE number 500003. It is appraised value at $22,560. So I'm making the motion to leave it the way it is.
Is there a second?
So,
let me look at it.
I still don't think that that is a road that goes into that property. It kind of shows it there, but that is a deeded road to this other house over here. And it shows on the map, may have been offset just a little bit, showing it on that property. But this house that you see to the right there, that is the road you're showing, is the road that goes into that house. That house that's way back off the road in there.
If somebody could buy that land over there...
For $22,000.
For $22,000 and then have themselves, what, 10 lots?
What?
Well, again, you don't have a way of getting to it.
Well, except if you bring a road up in that property to the right, the purple line.
Well, how are you going to get... permission from the property on the right to put a road through his property.
Maybe the one
how do we know there's not an easement across there and a road across there? How do we know?
There is not any property.
Okay. Well, it looks like a road across the top. That looks like a road there.
Well, if you'd buy that lot up there.
Well, how do we know that's not platted?
Well, because that's the plat you're looking at. That is a road back to, I believe, to a,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the sewer road that goes back to our sewer pumps, okay. A lift station. The city has an easement across that going back to that lift station.
So it's already a public road?
Yeah, so it's already a public road, though.
No, I'd say that it is just an easement to the city for the sewer. It's not a public road. I'd have to, I mean, I don't know. We'd have to verify that. But we have, on some of our pumping stations, we just have access. The city of Forsyth has an easement only to the city of Forsyth, not to the public.
Do we need to look into that one a little bit further before we vote?
What?
No.
Well, there's a motion on the floor right now to deny the request for a lowering of the taxes on that parcel. I'll second. That can be taken up some future time if they find a different use for it or what to do. But for right now, to lower it from 4,200 to that much property,
what we change to the 530 is the piece
but
in the middle.
But this map is slipped. You know, these are not exactly right on. That is the road that goes back.
Strip.
That's the easement to go to this house.
Oh, okay. It's the one down low south.
I'm almost positive that this guy, that belongs only to this house back here. Now, I wouldn't say that 100%, but I'm about 95% sure.
You scroll the whole, go south. No, you can't. Is it S? Yeah.
On south, one more time.
One more time. Hit south.
There you go.
There it is.
There it is.
Well, it wouldn't be easy. You have to come in somewhere from the east side to get into that.
Is that a road right here?
That's
a road going to that guy's house.
That's a road going back to that guy's house.
Well, if it's, but is it a road or is it a driveway?
Because driveway.
If it's a road, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then he can't get to it.
Now, I don't
it's
know.
It's on his property.
Why? If it was
you're
quiet,
actually right, it is.
It's on his property.
It's on his property. It's a road.
It's a road on his property. Yeah. You're absolutely right, because here's the property. Here's the property number.
Right there.
Okay. You can get checked right there.
So, give me a, what was the motion?
The motion is to deny the request to reduce it and leave it at the current assessed value.
I second it. Mm-hmm. Call for the question. Two ayes down here now.
Dave, no.
Aye.
Passes 3-2 to deny the
on that O.
That was what number? No.
No.
That was 18?
That was BOE number 03.
And Dr. Rose, you said yes.
I think you go out there and look at that.
3 yes and 2 no.
Yes, Rose, Mr. Office, yes, the other 2 no.
You still have 7 minutes before the next one. We're going to keep on moving.
Sure, because
they've got to
take a while.
You want to go to the next one?
There, I mean, where you have
what is
the roadway?
73? 073. Can you find that one
for us?
Yes, sir. The last digits is 073.
What's in the discussion now?
We're pulling up the next parcel, which is BOE number 04.
On 04, I want you to turn to his application to the BOE.
On 04, okay.
And see that he's not DBA in this as the homeowners association. He's calling the owner H&J LLC. On the others, he has DBA'd them as the Homeowners Association. So I think that's important to see that we're dealing with a private lot here, nothing to do with an association.
Are you saying that about the other ones that are following this?
If it says it that way.
Okay.
Looks like the next.
Because he has made the point in his argument that these cannot be sold, that they're common spaces, and they.
Well, not this one. This one's a lot.
No,
right.
No, there were some lots in it.
But these, this one is one of those that does not be associated to be associated with the homeowners association.
So it's just a normal lot, and you're.
So that one.
You've appraised that, assessed it at the 3610, correct?
Yeah, the 22,560.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be dead.
Is there anything wrong with the dimensions on that lot?
It should be.
Faces the street.
You didn't give me sales comparables. Or
yeah, this is part of his overall. It's worth $11,000. It would take $11,000.
But can you do a sales comparable?
There's a five. He has those five comps in that same area. Five lots sold in the past 24 months for $11,000 each.
But this is so for steep.
For all three, 22,560.
It's a steep one.
A lot larger than
to our pump station.
We don't want it below the lot.
That's a good lot right there. A good lot.
And that's better than those others he've been selling off for $11,000.
Right. But he says he sold that one at $11,000 also. But that is an excellent lot. You can see, guys, I'll just give you a pointer. You see the cedar trees growing in among the, that used to be an old field. It lays level as you go around that curve. The corner lot is an excellent lot also. There's nothing wrong with the buildable aspect of that lot. And it does, I believe, have sewer and water.
Are we going to establish a value for sewer, or do you have a value established for sewer and water on a piece of property?
We do not have it established. We add a value of approximately, we see that reflected in the sales price of the lots, so we have no way of determining that. Out in the county, we do have a value. It's called $3,500 worth of site prep, but not in a subdivision, because in a subdivision, it is always assumed that. There's a few subdivisions, it's not, but it's always assumed that the value of that lot is inclusive of sewer and water.
What? And you got sewer, water, and electricity, so you got so many dollars for each underground service and everything. I mean, do we have it established? Has this BOE, is that going to help us in the future to establish something?
I think it would vary depending upon where you are. I mean, you can say just having sewer, water, and electric means 5,000 anywhere in the county. It might mean more in different places than others.
The cost to put that in is the same.
No.
Huh?
No.
Depending on dirt versus rock.
Emerald Bay, Emerald Point, sawed all that rock. There's no telling what
if
it costs.
If you've got lift stations in there or not, it's gravity versus a bunch of lift stations.
Okay, so
we're, so you've got
question,
open ground.
Question answered. I didn't know whether you established a cost for each of those things or.
Well, this lot here, is that just a part of the thing where he's saying all the rest of my lots?
He'd take 11,000 for this lot right now, is what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
So he's requesting $11,000
appraised value.
Appraised values. On all the remaining lots.
All of those non-green space lots, that's correct.
How wide is that road easement there that's behind it?
That's that 15-foot strip that we dealt with a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a green space for access easement.
That's that utility easement we just granted.
Right.
$532.
All right, is there a motion to accept the request to change the assessments of the remaining lots to $11,000.
What is the size of that? Give me a physical
that
size.
Is that 04? The
here,
size is 96 by 111. Now that's 073.
It's a good size buildable lot with sewer and water to meet all the criteria of the county.
Can you go along with this idea of 11,000 for them since they've all been selling to them? And he said he'd sell you one for.
I don't find
my ideas on paper. You guys make your decision.
073 is the next.
Huh?
Thing.
Oh, okay. That's one I'm on.
Oh, okay. 073.
Yeah.
073 then is 96 by 111 roughly.
James, last year, whenever, how do you, well, my example is David Easley. And different developers, they plot out a subdivision and they start selling lots.
Right.
And how do you do that?
We do give a contractor's kind of establishment of lots. The problem I have in these, as you can see, they're scattered all over the board. There's nothing contingent of 10 lots in a row that he can't get sold. Across the street, they're all built on now. I'm thinking even the one you're seeing vacant, I believe, has a house on it now.
Well, that one's still vacant, I believe.
Is it still vacant? Mm-hmm. But they're, I mean, it's a matter of these lots have developed. Actually, it was the hottest subdivision in Forsyth up to last year. We would pick up six or seven houses per year in there.
Kruger built out.
Yeah. Some. You can see there, look at that strip of houses.
And they were very affordable housing is the problem. I mean, that's...
Well, they averaged about $140,000. They sold from $135,000 to like $198,000,
yeah, I think. Yeah, 170 or 80. But, yeah. Yeah, and they were all, most of them three-bedroom, pretty nice homes and nothing.
And I believe that's a curb and gutter street.
But you said, I think on this one, didn't you, that this one's the best lots?
I would assume that to be the best lot.
The best lots have all been used except for maybe the one we were looking at right now.
Right. Actually, on the far end of that big group of houses, those are really steep lots.
Well, those on the right there where the pointer is now, those are all real steep.
Yeah.
And that runs back to that piece we was talking about a while ago that's even worse.
So would you buy, James, the one lot that we're indicated as a good one and the one next to it?
Those
and
are,
then
those
the rest
are,
of them may be $11,000 lots?
Those are good lots, yes, sir.
But the rest of them maybe are $11,000 lots?
Yeah, we need to see where the cursor hits on the next one. I don't want
to
make
so a I'll joke. Make a motion to deny the request on BOE number 500-3.
We're looking at
04
right now.
04, I'm sorry. That's the.
What's the one right beside it? Let's do both of those at the same time.
04 and which one?
Well, the one right beside it is belongs to somebody else.
Oh.
This one?
Yeah, that's
not,
still.
That's not the same price. Okay, so I'm just going to stick to 04.
Too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to deny the. Leave the value where it is. That's what my motion is.
What does that leave the value at?
$22,560 on that lot.
And there is a house on that corner lot now, right beside it.
This one?
Right there. Yeah, that's Mr. Stillings. Yes.
We have a motion to on that one lot on the corner to leave it at $22,500.
Not on the corner, the next one.
No, the curve there.
The ones that highlighted there.
Yeah. I'll second that one.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jim, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Dave?
Dave, aye, I guess.
Bob, aye. I was
open. Really
do we want to wait and wait until you get back on schedule, sir?
Yeah, we want to go back down. Wait our time. Is the representative here?
You get this point, it gets blurry.
Well, I mean, it's not worth it.
So it's BOE number 13. 5013.
Which one are we on?
5013.
I mean 05.
Hello? If it's all right, since this is a commercial property, could I have the assessor kind of explain his process first?
Go ahead.
James, go ahead. Did we cover all these other lots?
No,
we're going to come back to those.
The Windsor. Actually, is a property. We appraise motels the same way as we do every building, every structure.
How's approaching just for sales?
Just for sales, the only huge increase that might occur on a motel is normally the land values are running from $3 to $5 a square foot. I don't understand what Wendy's doing here, so I'll let her get into that, because we actually from last year
went down
$100,000+.
And you're saying we didn't go down enough?
No, because based on the cost approach is what it was set at last year was $1.8 million. I don't feel, and actually I'm Melissa, I'm not Wendy.
Sorry.
That's okay. If you look at the income, I don't feel that it truly is a fair market value. That has some of the past years.
Can I just ask Melissa, are you an agent for Wendy
yes.
Lowe? Do you have any documentation to that fact? Because we're showing Wendy Lowe, showing we don't have an agent signed up.
She didn't send me with anything, no.
Okay.
When you say sales are down,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you're using an income approach, is what you're arguing?
Yes, I would like income to come into consideration.
Do you have an income approach, capitalization method appraisal?
I do have. It was done in 2008, and they didn't get the scan. I do have 5 copies if you'd like to look at it.
Call a question here. And I have nothing against Melissa, but I just wonder if we should have her.
Want to call Wendy?
That if we don't, we can end up in a precedent situation to where everybody that comes in can argue another
Wendy?
Point.
Mm-hmm. What's
refresh my memory? Where is Windsor in now?
It's across from Whitewater. It sits on 76 yeah. Highway.
Okay. Do you understand what we're doing?
I yes, I do.
We just need her permission.
Yeah. Right.
335
52 We're seeking approval.
What
she
we're looking
can
for.
Be the agent.
You or Wendy Lowe?
No, I'm Melissa Lowe.
Oh, okay.
No,
is Wendy Lowe there, please?
No, she's not there. Take a message.
Hey, Ingrid, this is Melissa. Is she upstairs?
Oh, yeah. I'll switch you over.
Okay.
There we are.
She's protective.
Just tell her what we're trying to do.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, hon.
I need you to grant me permission to be an agent for you.
Okay. How do I do that?
You just tell them it's okay that I'm here on your behalf.
You just did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, she is.
All right.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We just don't need to set a precedent that we
no,
would have
I understand completely.
Commands,
okay. I understand.
Okay.
What did your income approach show that the appraisal, what did it, the conclusion showed that it was worth what?
Well, on this
Here right here.
It says 1.8.
No, income approach is 820,000. Cost approaches 1865.
Land value, okay. And when you had this done, you had it done last year.
Right.
Okay.
Did you have a sales comparison approach done with those two?
Yes. 1.1755 is what the. This is the cover sheet of that.
That's correct? The complete.
Yeah, it's the same thing as what I have. Yes.
Who performed it for you?
It's Cantrell Appraisals, mm-hmm. and they are in Kimberling City.
Mm-hmm. How many years sales did they use in the sale?
3.
Okay.
And what years did they use?
They would have used 2005, 2006, and 2007.
And what cap rate did they use?
That I'm not sure of. You're more than if you would know where it would be at in here. You're more than welcome to look.
Yeah. It's appraised right now at $1,864,865.
And you're requesting to go down to consider the sales approach.
Yes.
What's the sale?
The sales approach would be 1755?
No.
Well, that's comparison between other motels that have sold.
The income approach is saying 820,000.
820,000, what you're saying.
Cost approach, 1.8, that's what it costs to build it, and 1.7 is the sales comparison approach.
But you're
approach.
Also saying on your application, 1,093,000 is what you'd like to see it on this document you filled out, or when you filled out.
Okay.
On her application, she asked for 1,093,000.
Yes, I think the way that she arrived at that is she took basically our sales in 2007, and as we had real estate agents that came in to look at it, and the way that they told us to do it was to take the gross income, divide it by the number of units you have, and then you can either multiply that by 3 to 4 times is what you would expect to receive per unit.
Okay.
So, and let me see. I have that actually.
So you think it's lost about 300,000 in value?
800,000.
No, 800,000.
Did you all appeal your...
That's what she's asking for.
I was going just from purchase price.
Oh, okay, that's an 05. No, she's going from that version versus...
This is a actual appraisal, though, from an appraisal company.
Yes.
And they're saying it's worth $1,755,000.
If we go by the cost approach.
No,
well,
sales
comparison.
It says market value down here. That's that.
They arrived at market value.
They arrived at market value
sure
of 1.75.
They sure did. They didn't look... The reason they didn't look, and Dave has caught on to this, the reason they didn't look, if you've got a cost approach at 1.8, a sales comparison at 1.7, and an income at 800,000, that's meaning you shouldn't even look at the income approach to value, because these others that were valued was producing the right amount of income, or they wouldn't have been used in the appraisal to come up with the 1.7 sales comparison approach. If they were worth $800,000, they would not have been used in the appraisal to compare this property to.
So while your income approach is saying that it's only worth $800,000 and the cost is 1.8 and the sales comparison is 1.755, your appraiser is saying that the sales comparison, in his opinion, is the value estimate of 1.755.
Right, based on what motels were selling for in 2007.
Eight. This was done
in 2008. I'm sorry, yes, 2008.
Which is 200,000 higher than what you're appraised by the assessor at. Yeah, he's got a note. Don't you have a
1.8.
I would not be objectable to put this on at what the market value the appraiser has called for.
1.755?
Yes.
Is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we change the assessed appraised value of this property to $1,755,000.
I second the motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Jim, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Dave, aye.
Danny, aye.
Bye-bye. Aye for nothing.
Do we need a copy of this appraisal in full, or?
It's up to him.
We should have.
Did you go by my office first and have that copied?
They didn't copy the entire. Now, last year, you based it on this appraisal at the 1.85, so you should have a copy of it. But if you want another copy, I can take it up.
I would like to have it.
Okay.
Please.
Oh, she's going to make a copy of it.
Okay.
Is this any other information you presented? We had that already on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you don't like the result here, the next step is the State Tax Commission. If you're fine with it, then
they just sort of approach you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
They were in last year. They just switched approaches as far as the sales approach, cost approach. They come back in.
They were here last year.
This is not around.
Yeah.
I don't remember TV interview.
This is the one
that's
so
funny. I don't think
we've
ever had this.
Yeah, we had one, but it was there for that. I think you guys came in at the...
Are you Mr. Davis?
I was in the first of the year, so I was there the whole time. But it didn't seem like we had any.
Brian Mason approached the bench.
Oh, yeah. Not like it's going to be first time.
Okay, where are we at here? 215 is 12. Number 12.
All right, this is 012.
BOE number.
I have no. I can save a lot of people a lot of time.
Okay.
I would recommend to this board that, just like other properties down there, we put it on at sales price to move the value of the $129.90 paid for it. I have no problems with that.
I'll make a motion that we move the BOE, which is 50012, to set the appraised value at $129,900.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Dave aye.
Chuck aye.
Danny aye.
Have it all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was simple.
I just couldn't do it at the time.
Yeah, you tried to.
That's all okay. That's all right. My wife's not spending money for us.
All right.
And break even on this trip. Break even. Took me down to pizza cellar.
Cellar.
Oh, that's nice. Huh? I had to find it, though. Excellent pizza. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Let's have some more like that one. I like those.
Gentlemen, that is the last one for the day. If we want to go through and fix some of the... Are you coming in front of us?
I would like permission to come in front of you at this point. Gentlemen, we had a case prior to lunch.
Yes.
And you know how disturbed I get when I find this information out. This lot in Emerald Bay that was used as comparable is just like I thought it was. A fantastic lot. No problems. The only problem this lot has that he used as a comparable, it was sold by a lending company for $15,000. Here's the deed on it by Bank of America. I'm very disturbed that this kind of information was put to you gentlemen as being a comparable to set the value on this gentleman's lot across the way. So I want this entered into the record. I sent a man straight out there.
Which one was this one?
This was the gentleman from St. Louis, which would have been the...
The one that we said Mull? 56. Mike Mull?
Mike Mull.
Oh, yeah.
Here is his lot, and he does not have a lake view. That has nothing to do with our mediums and means of setting him at 80,000.
Are you saying that it wasn't an arm's length sale, the 15,000?
His comparable is not an arm's length sale. I knew Rick Finley had told me I'm thinking about going and buying this lot, Jane. It's coming up on a bank sale. So I just wanted to be on the record that this is what has went on. You look at these deeds. I had them pull the deeds. I suspected it.
Well, I mean, we didn't know that it wasn't an arm's length sale.
When a $15,000 sales in Emerald Bay, it's not an arm's length.
I knew that that was there had to be some extreme circumstance on that. I'm not arguing that, but my point of having a different value is the fact that that lot is not worth 75 if the lots with the beautiful views and houses are only worth 80.
I just want you to have that because I wanted to send my guy out. I knew something was wrong when I heard the $15,000 figure. And that's what he presented as his evidence.
There you go.
I've got a question for the attorney. Bob, and does the proceedings here, are they exactly as in our other meetings if you are in the... voting.
Motion to reconsider is what you're talking about under Robert's.
A motion to reconsider.
I'd have to look at that. I don't know if you can do that on a BOE, but I'd have to look at it.
Basically, it would have to be somebody who was in the positive.
Right.
Anyone there could ask for it to be reopened. To avoid sour grapes, somebody who loses a vote cannot.
I understand. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So, now that, on that one. The vote was
set at the 07, the 07 values, which that may still be an accurate value. We didn't lower it to 39,000. We just set it at the 07 numbers, which was still the 56,000.
Well, he asked for all over to 15, didn't he?
Correct. And we set it at
the sales price of this non-armed.
We set it where it was 2 years ago,
which was 56.
And last year.
Which I still would consider that it's still a market value. Price.
we didn't lower it down to his request, thank goodness, but.
We're going back to Dave's. $20,000 on a lake view and a not lake view. That's not a lot, is it? A lot with a lake view is worth $20,000 more.
Ours is pretty much that way. Oh, an extra.
Yeah.
Well, 20.
Yeah, but it's in line. The 56,000 is in line. I would think it's in line. So.
With a lake view or without a lake view, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
The 80,000 he's talking about with Lakeview, he'd give 150,000 for it.
But I think Dave just got it on for 80,000.
But we discussed a house earlier today that we valued the land at 80,000 to Lakeview.
Well, I think he said that all those homes over there
were
$80,000. They valued them all the same on those houses
right.
In that area. Is that right, James?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said.
With the houses on, and the vacant one, we went to the 75,200 okay. Because they were vacant.
All right.
You know, I have a feeling that one may go to the state deal in. He wasn't that happy with what we did.
Yeah, he better not take it to the state.
Yeah, they may raise it.
I just wanted you to be aware of the evidence. We've had this happen on occasion.
Tim, that's why we try to, I think we all went over backwards, to make sure that you're brought in to get your view on these things and that. Because you're the professional.
Well, when we hear these values, it just automatically throws a red light on. Because there's no way that can be right, you know, a 50. And I'm not saying the value you said is wrong. I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing the persuasive evidence may have been incorrect that swayed your decision.
But I think we go back to the minutes. I think it was stated that we knew that was an extremely low, and then we had another one, 25, that we had no confirmation on. So we didn't put a lot of faith in that 15 at all, I don't think.
That's just what I wanted you to know. And like I say, I just automatically went straight and sent a man out there to see what was going on. I looked for the obstruction, too, while we was there. That if he,
well,
and he don't
have it. Where you went out and caught that guy with the trailer hole? Did anything ever come of that?
It's still sitting there. He's never turned it in. It was the last time I drove by there.
Do we have, how many do we have that we haven't made a decision on?
Several.
We have about 10, two from this morning, and then we've got 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, and 11. We have not made a decision on also.
We're gonna collect those today. I believe we should.
I'd like to. I don't want to. We did not make any decisions on any of these. Starting with 05.
I thought we just took all the others.
No,
and put them in.
No, sir. We didn't do anything.
Are those the ones that we considered as 11,000 because they were left?
Yeah. Which ones did the
guys make
the
motion?
Did we vote on the 11,000 or not?
Okay, we're gonna make the motion. I'll make the motion that we're gonna set BOE numbers. Ending in 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, and 11. We're going to set those at 11,000 appraised value.
Those are all on the steep hill side that Dave referred to.
I believe that's correct.
Did we do 04? You started at 5, right?
Yeah, we did 04.
I will second that.
So that'd be the rest of them?
Yeah, it'll be the rest
of them. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Is that appraised value?
Appraised value. That's why I said appraised.
And then 04 was denied.
04 was denied.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the second. Who was our second?
Did that include number 11 or not?
Yes, sir.
So that takes care of all Swan Valley?
Yes, sir. So we've got two from this morning. We're going to reopen, I think.
We've got all Swan Valley done.
You have all of them done.
We've got Trask.
There was one this morning. It was a tie, and we wanted to table it.
Oh, Trask.
Trask, the very first one.
It was 019.
271 to 250.
Yes, sir.
019.
That was the one. He was the minister.
No, he's just with the Assemblies of God, not the ministry. Maybe.
Jim was precious. Are there others around him?
He had no.
271.
He has.
He has, his value is based on square footage, based on the multiplier we came up with the sales of those properties in that area. I have not heard from two properties out there, Mr. Trask being one, The other individuals have not called in saying, hey, this is too high. Now, they may. I don't know. But as far as I know, they haven't. His problem would be he was an original buyer, may have got a good sale deal. I don't know. He said purchase date. I'm looking for the purchase date.
04.
See, that's back sometime before the hot one.
In fact, that he was right up front. So I want to say, hey, if we're going up, I didn't get screwed like everybody else says they had been.
The comparables that the assessor delivered showed that the 271 was right in line with everything else in the same area. At least that was my opinion.
We have anywhere from...
They range anywhere from...
235 to 275, I think, go out those top three, the bottom three there, because I think those are top floor things.
The only thing I didn't know about as the assessor,
that
would affect the entire building is the closing of the things he talked about, the bait station. These were just little amenities that they don't have anymore.
We don't have a building.
That would affect the assessed value.
See the three.
It says it closed the road that goes off 65.
That's the top floor, cathedral ceilings and all that.
I'm not sure that wouldn't affect the value because they have
to go all the way around the side.
It's your decision.
You're asking for opinion.
The only problem I would see is, like I say, every building in there, I don't believe they can quarrel about the square footages versus the price per square foot. I feel like we've been extremely fair.
I mean, you're saying that road close is worth $25,000 appraised value. No, I'm not saying that, that's what we're saying if we lower the value.
I wished I could see sales since the road closed. It would tell me, but I don't have those at this point.
Well, I can't bring my motion back up because it failed.
Well, it didn't fail.
I didn't fail. He didn't
fail. So anyone
for this morning.
What was your motion?
Just leave it alone.
Oh. We have a tie.
Then the vote was a tie, and so anyone can bring it back. You couldn't, and...
If it didn't pass, it
I think
pass.
You said...
Yeah, I voted.
So, they,
I voted
so either, yeah, David, either David, Chuck, or myself could bring it back up.
Right.
Do either of you want to bring it back up, or do you want to...
Yeah, I'll bring it back up to bring it to, what, 250 is what he asked for.
Mm-hmm. That's your motion?
Yeah. It says there are 30 units that are for sale and have not been sold, and they did close that road off. I don't know how big of an effect, but
right.
If they don't have any entrance, they got to go down and hit 86 and come back.
This one, what, near the old golf course? Did they take it out or what?
It's close to...
I'll second the motion.
Yeah.
That course isn't open anymore, is it?
No. Well, of course it is.
A motion and a second.
Not yet.
The motion is to reduce it to 250. Is that correct? The appraised value to 250.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Dave seconded.
Dave seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Hayes?
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
What's next?
Are you saying aye as in yes, or?
The vote is to reduce it.
Nay.
You're saying
reduce
nay.
It to 250.
So you're saying nay. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
The vote is 32.
Has been raised to 250. Sir, that concludes everything on the list, I believe.
Wonderful. All right, we will reconvene.
Cheryl Oliver, it was a no-show. Did we get a call back?
I guess she just got out of the hospital, and she said she'd like to reconvene.
So what's our reconvene time tomorrow?
Okay.
9 o'clock, it says. First
I would request.
We need to, in the morning, approve. Minutes from today before we can start, and also,
8:30 then, 8:45.
I'd say 8:45.
Are you going to have other statements for them?
You going to email us the best tonight?
Can we leave these right here?
Just have them to read them.
Well, I know we don't have any other meetings in here, do we?
Not tomorrow. Not. Tomorrow night, we might.
We've got BO.
BOA, we can't find a place for BOA, so we're going to have it here tomorrow night.
I thought I got an email that said going to Forsyth City Hall.
They can't do it because they don't have the electronics set up for us.
All right.
Can I ask for a recess?
No, I would like one moment.
Oh, one moment.
If Cheryl Oliver does not appear or reschedule, I would like the opportunity to read into the minutes what she has asked for.
They said she just got out of the hospital.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
But I want the board to know what she has asked for.
Less than $2,016 in taxes. That's the difference.
On both of them.
Okay.
But I want that to be read in the minutes that she did appeal, and this is the reason she appealed. And that way, the numbers, whenever somebody like the state asks us, how many appeals did you have, hers will be referenced in.
Stand adjourned until 8:45 tomorrow.
Leave the box of pins and stuff. Just return. Yeah.